I guess he was a freak at the combine.
The best guy at the bench press, 40 plus reps there, sub 4.9 40 at 345 pounds. I mean, those numbers jump off the chart, and that's what got him drafted.
Dontari Poe.
I think it was a tough transition for him, and he's playing on a team that he was needed despite his greenness, if you will.
The jump in the guys trying to block him was extreme.
Well, that's like trench warfare down there, man. You grab this guy out of Memphis, you throw him in there against NFL offensive linemen, you know, and then we're shocked when he doesn't just blow everybody up his rookie year.
What you've done to that point isn't going to work. And I think Dontari took that to heart.
Hit by Dontari Poe for a loss. And the Chiefs' first-round draft pick blew by the offensive line.
He realized he needed to make some changes.
Even before the regular season started, up in St. George training camp, nobody's that strong. Nobody was that big. Nobody was that fast.
That's what separates him. How can you be 300 pounds and move your feet that quick and change direction so fast?
What did he do this offseason to put himself in this great condition?
Stay away from the barbecue and I'm all right.
That's hard for a Memphis guy.
It might be the hardest thing I had to do since I've been here, but it's all right.
In training camp, when I asked him how long he'd been clean, meaning off the barbecue, and he knew to the day. For him to make that commitment, you saw the difference in him this year.
Tough to talk about a diet for a guy who's 340 pounds, but he got in better physical condition while not losing the mass and the strength and the explosion that makes him such a special athlete.
I've never seen a big man move this fast so quickly in space. Look at this. It's like a rhino chasing down a deer.
Most guys that are well over 300 pounds are guys that are playing maybe half the snaps, maybe even less than that.
You've got a kid that understands what he does in the offseason, allowed him to play so many snaps and be so successful early on in the season.
He is going to be sacked.
Poe! The beautiful play up the middle.
Sacked by Dontari Poe back at the 9.
Poe came screaming up the middle.
Here comes the heat again. It's another sack.
Once he figured out the technique, how to shed, how to get across the line of scrimmage, that's the greatest thing he brings to the table is his quickness and his ability to be a smart player while he's making that rush.
Dontari Poe getting enough pressure on Manning to foil the plot.
It just wreaks havoc. You're not allowing the quarterback to step up where they feel comfortable and deliver the football.
Murray is behind Tony Romo.
The game against the Cowboys.
Romo takes the snap. He's going to be engulfed and sacked back at the 37-yard line.
It was like a point guard's crossover.
Dontari Poe!
Are you kidding me?
I don't even think he got touched.
A loss of 7, Len, as Poe shot through there like nobody blocked him.
I mean, it's just an absolute humiliation of that poor rookie center. The whole thing happened in about a second and a half. After that, he's getting doubled every snap.
Dontari Poe made teams pay. In the first 5 games, he had 4.5 sacks because he was working one-on-one, and that's just not a job that many centers and guards can handle in the league.
This guy. Do not let this guy through because he is a beast. He's a first chain of command in disrupting that offense. And now how will he develop his game even further knowing that they're coming after him?
Poe creates a lot of problems because he can rush the passer. They don't have to make a personnel change, and he can stuff the run.
Kansas City holds on downs.
You don't have to call exotic blitzes. You don't have to risk anything to get to the quarterback because you've got a force in the middle that will make it easier for Tom Bahali and Justin Houston to do their jobs. Then the secondary doesn't have to cover as long.
You know, if anybody thinks that Dontari Poe should have 15 sacks a year, they're not paying attention. That's not what those guys are supposed to do. Eat up that line so everybody else can make the play.
Y'all know what's our destiny.
But it starts right in the middle with Dontari Poe just being a one-man wrecking crew. If he can continue to progress, why, this defense has a tremendous opportunity to be one of the best in the NFL.
65 toss power trap.